The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
We have Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts on with us this morning on SOS Radio. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I know you've been in a couple of different Christian bands before you were in Rascal Flatts, but what's your faith story, Jay?
Well, you know, I was raised in church and went to a Christian university here in Cleveland, Tennessee. As early as I can remember, my mom taking us to church, and have had that foundation that has kept me grounded and where I've needed to be, and I'm so grateful to have a mother that cared enough to take me to church and start me early. And I had to go through those times as well where I wanted to figure out what I believed and why I believed it, and not just the fact that my mom had gotten me in the habit of going to church, but I wanted to have a real experience of my own, and that definitely happened when I was probably in middle school.
Jay, tell me about how you started Rascal Flatts. I mean, your whole band sort of embraces charity in a way that it sounds like it's actually part of your original mission.
Well, you know, Gary is my cousin. We grew up together in Columbus, Ohio, and I hired Jodon when I was playing for another gal in country music named Shelley Wright, and we all just became fast friends and loved making music together, and we always believed from the earliest days of Rascal Flatts that if we were ever in a position to have a huge platform and be blessed, we would pay those blessings forward and give back as much as we could, because it just felt like the right thing to do. And so when we picked the charities we wanted to be involved with, we had a very special place right here in Nashville, the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, that was just such a wonderful place, and right here in our own backyard, and it just seemed like a natural thing to do, to be able to help those people continue to do what they do. And it's such a special, magical place, and there are so many wonderful people over there. So for us, it just felt like a natural thing to do and something that we're so proud to leave behind as part of our legacy.
Jay, a few years ago, you had a song called Change. What's the story behind that?
Neil Thrasher, who's written many songs for us, was on vacation and was watching his daughter get baptized against the sunset in the ocean, and he was so moved just watching it, he jotted down those first few lines of that first verse, brought it back to Gary, and they sat down and the song just sort of spilled out of them.
Change isn't just the name of that one song, but it's also the name of the whole album, and I'm sure the other guys in the band have similar stories about how God's worked and changed their lives over the years.
Yeah, I think all of us do. You know, it's different for each guy, but I think that all of us can point to a moment where we've gone through some of the difficult times in life and had nothing else to rely on but God, and falling into Him and relying on His strength to get us through those tough times. And we've often shared stories with each other about that. You know, unfortunately, life is messy sometimes, and we all need to be reminded that there is sufficient grace for all of us, that God is all that you will ever need.
We're talking to Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts on SOS Radio, and Jay's going to share a few stories about how songs have changed him and where God's been leading him over the last couple of years. It's coming up next on SOS Radio.
Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We have Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts on SOS Radio today. And Jay, what have you personally taken out of the song Change? I mean, what's the story from your life that comes to mind?
You know, growing up in the church can do some bad things to you. It can give you a lot of guilt and a lot of shame when you do mess up and you do make mistakes. And you can beat yourself up so badly sometimes that you don't allow yourself to move forward and come to know the peace that He really intends for all of us. So I think for me, when I listen to Change, I love the fact that I'm reminded that I can forgive myself. I can put my past where it belongs, because He doesn't remember it. Why should I? And that's what I love about that song so much.
Now, Jay, Rascal Flatts has over 21 million albums that have been sold and 14 number one country singles, but what's next for you and the band?
I don't know. I just want to keep making music and keep doing this for our fans, because they're so loyal to us and they've been so generous over the last 13 years. And I just want to keep doing what I love to do. I feel very blessed and fortunate to be able to wake up and enjoy doing what I do. I just hope it continues for as long as we can.
Because you're on the road so often, traveling, how do you maintain that relationship and connection with your kids?
Well, I do a lot of FaceTime with them, literally, like when I'm away from them. We only work weekends now, like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and we try to be home on Sundays through Wednesday so that our relationships with our family are still our main priority and focus.
It's got to be tough, though, being away so often, you know?
It is. It's harder and harder to leave with each passing year, because, you know, you see your kids growing up so quickly, and it's tough. I never imagined it would be as hard as it is to leave the house.
We're talking to Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts on SOS Radio. And I see from a lot of the things you tweet, you're a big fan of Max Lucado, huh?
Yeah, I love Max. He is an incredible author. I actually have met him a couple of different times when I was in East to West on the Young Messiah tour. He used to come out and lead devotions for us, but he's just an incredibly gifted writer. I find so much inspiration by reading his works, and they're just incredible.
Yeah, how has the message of grace just kind of resonated in your life and in the relationships you have with others, just all the people you meet in the mainstream country world?
Well, it's a hard lesson to learn how to give grace. You know, we've been given grace, and it's really hard to give grace. And I think that reading his book has shed new light on the fact that we can't put limitations on a gift that none of us deserve to begin with. And sometimes as human beings, it's a natural thing for us to try to do that.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.